We've heard a lot recently about genetically modified foods and the risk they may pose to our health. There's another threat which is lesser known but just as controversial. What is it?
Food irradiation.
What is food irradiation?
Food irradiation is the process of exposing food to radiation for sterilization purposes.
Food irradiation is a process where food is exposed to high energy radiation, and that can be in the form of an X-ray source or a E-beam, or it could come from a nuclear or radioactive source such as cobalt-60 or cesium-137.
So far in this documentary, we've heard from 4ZZZ's Josh Wood and Food Irradiation Watch member Robin Talbonfield. Here Josh explains the origins of food irradiation.
It is based on nuclear technology, which comes from the nuclear war industry, which was started off in the 1940s, and they dropped a bomb on Hiroshima and killed about 200,000 people in Japan, gave them horrible cancers and stuff like that. And basically, then they thought up a thing called Atoms for Peace, which after that, in the 1950s, they had ads on TV in America explaining to people about the so-called friendly atom and about how good it was. And one of the things they thought up was food irradiation, which was basically a way of trying to make nuclear things seem healthy and good for people, even though they're not.
Then 1985, Stereotech planned to build a plant at Rockaleen. And public demand, public opposition stopped that plant, and a 10-year moratorium was placed on food irradiation. When the moratorium was lifted in 99, there's actually a window, which is about a 3-year window, in which you can't sell irradiated food after the moratorium's been lifted.
What does food irradiation do to food? Chris Jones, a chemistry scientist, explains.
There is plenty of excellent evidence out there in all of the various journals in the scientific community, New England Medical Journal, for example, CSIRO's even published things on it, that gamma radiation, high energy radiation, changes molecules. If it didn't, it wouldn't be capable of sterilising anything. Not only does it sterilise things by killing the cellular structure of them, like bugs and viruses and so on, it changes the structure of the proteins, the vitamins, and some mineral complexes. In other words, it renders them futile. It also generates large quantities of free radicals, which are then mopped up by the antioxidants that are naturally present in the food. And the thing about these antioxidants is once they've been spent, they've been spent. So the food you eat, the last thing it is nutritious. It doesn't even have a taste, because most of the flavonoids, which actually make our fruit taste as good as they do, get disrupted by these free radical mechanisms anyway. So yeah, there's plenty of good reasons why the food that is irradiated isn't good for you.
Irradiation causes vitamin and amino acid depletion. It changes the molecular structure of food, forming toxic chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ damage, genetic mutations, immune system disorders, tumors, and nutritional deficiencies.
There's been studies which show that irradiated food is dangerous. It kills rats that have been eating it, gives them cancer.
In 2003, Democrat Senator John Kerry proposed a motion calling for no further food irradiation approvals before further research is done.
Food irradiation has been incredibly controversial for the last 3 decades, and the European Parliament only in December, December 17, voted to halt any further food irradiation approvals in the European Union. And they did so because of a growing evidence about doubt about how safe irradiated food is. For example, there was a major